Lord for another opportunity to be here in service this evening. Thank you all for being here in service as well. I guess throughout the day my thoughts have been, being today is Sunday, I've given some thought to, no doubt, the hundreds. I think it's probably more than that, but I believe that's a safe number. The hundreds of ministers or preachers, whatever you want to call them, that have stood behind a pulpit from this morning to this evening. And I think about all the thousands of people in congregations across the land, across the world, that heard the messages delivered. And throughout the day, I tried to turn my mind to that and just breathe a prayer that that truth was preached, that people heard truth today, that it fell on listening ears, that those delivering their burdens, that they sought the Lord, and that it was the Lord's dealings and not their thoughts. And I guess that's my prayer this evening, is that the Lord will bless this thought. I want it to be from Him, and I ask for y'all's prayers. I want to speak truth, and I just want the Lord to bless this evening. So y'all please pray for me. I've written on the board, a profitable servant. I looked up the word profitable. Just a dictionary definition I found is beneficial or useful. I guess I would suppose that at some point in each one of our lives that we have hoped, and we still hope that we can be profitable in things as we go through life. I would think that would be your desire, that you could obtain something or have something that would profit you in some kind of way, that you want to be maybe profitable to someone else, that you want to be useful, and you want to use things in a way that they do you good, and that maybe you can do good for other people. Being profitable with things. I guess really before I get into too much of my burden, I'm going to want to tell myself a little bit. If any of y'all have, I'll tell you, I'll just show you. I know you probably can't hardly see this, but what I have here is it's a little pair of earbuds. They call these earbuds. Little white pair of earbuds. And if you go buy a certain brand of a phone, they'll come with these white earbuds. It's got a little cord on them, all wrapped up nice and neat in this little, right now it's a cardboard container. If you've got them in a couple years past, they actually used to put them in a little plastic container with a pretty little clear plastic lid. What's so special about these earbuds is they are probably, these here are probably only about maybe pushing a year old right now. I'm not really sure. But they're still brand new. They've never been used. Well, I'm gonna tell you this story, and it might seem, you might form a different opinion of me, and you might think I'm a little weird and I'm a little strange with what I'm about to tell you. But I have always been intrigued with the way they have packaged these little earbuds. And especially a couple years ago when they put in a pretty little white case, and it's just always intrigued me. Everything's cut out so perfect, and they fit in there just right. And I look at that, when I opened the box for the first time, I thought, man, those are almost just too nice to use. I don't even want to take those out because I'll never get them back in the same way. Those are too nice to use. So I did. Obviously, I've never used them. And they're about a year old. So I had an old pair of earbuds. And I just kept using those. And they served me well. Well, the day came that I needed a pair of earbuds. My old ones quit working on me or I lost them. Something happened to them. I needed a pair of earbuds. Maybe I wanted to bring a pair of earbuds to work or something. And I thought, man, I need to get me a pair of earbuds. Well, I'm sure my wife has fun with these thoughts and she thinks I'm weird with this stuff. But she said, well, you got a pair of earbuds in your little table there by your bed. Why don't you go? I said, no, I don't want to use those. I hate to use those. Those are so pretty and everything. So believe it or not, I went and bought a pair of other earbuds. And it's just another pair of earbuds. Now these are a little different. These have Bluetooth capability and I don't have all the cords dangling everywhere, but really it's just another pair of earbuds. And I know you're thinking, well, these were new too at one time, so why did I take, well, these weren't packaged as pretty and these weren't as nice and maybe these didn't look as nice. Well, I'll give you one more example. And I have to try not to laugh because this happened just this evening before we come to service. I went to my chest of drawer to get something out, a t-shirt or a pair of socks or something. And I didn't have a t-shirt in my drawer. And I knew a while back some of my t-shirts, you know how they eventually wear out and you have to get rid of them and then you go buy another pack of t-shirts. So, man, it's been months ago. I asked my wife, so look, next time you're at the store, pick me up a pack of t-shirts if you don't mind. So she brought that home. This has been months ago. And I still had that unopened pack of t-shirts sitting on the shelf in my closet. And it pains me to go open that pack of t-shirts. Man, if I open that pack of t-shirts and get a t-shirt out, then, man, I have messed up that pack and I don't have it's not new anymore. I've messed that up. So I have avoided opening that pack of t-shirts. And just this evening before coming to service, I looked in that drawer and there weren't no t-shirts. And I inquired about washing clothes. Do we have some clean clothes somewhere? And she said, well, you got a brush. I said, I don't want to open those. Those are for an emergency. This has happened several times. I mean, years throughout our marriage. And I'm always reminded with these incidents. I'm always very quick to be reminded that I'm being like the individual with the talent, that the Lord gave him the talent and he went and buried it in the earth and he didn't do anything with it. So that's where my thought comes from this evening, is the 25th chapter of Matthew. And we'll start at verse 14 and we'll read through this parable. Sometimes I'm reluctant to read multiple scriptures, especially if they're real familiar to us. I don't want scriptures to get old and become boring. So Lord, help us to not get bored with scriptures and scripture reading. But if you will allow me, we'll start right there in verse 14 and read through maybe almost the end of this parable. Matthew 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received two, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord, into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strewed. And I was afraid and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strewed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So the story of the Lord coming to the servants, giving them talents in order for them to do something with. And I think of the two. Thought is the seed and the profitable servant. I think of the two that he gave the 5 talents to, the other one to. Some sort of money had some value to it, and they were willing to go and to work with what they were given. Now, we don't know all the details of back in that day and time. We know they doubled their amount. They doubled their money with what they had. We don't know all the details of the effort they had to put in to do that. Nowadays, if you want to do investments, you would have to go do the research and all this stuff. But however they saw fit to do that, they did well for themselves. There was some effort and no doubt some time put into that, and there was a great outcome for their efforts and for the work that they had to put into that thing for what they were given. And I think of the one that chose not to do anything, that didn't want to use what he was given. He said he was afraid. Was there some laziness involved? I'm not sure. What was he afraid of? We don't have a lot of detail on that, but for whatever the reason, no effort was given to increase. There was a little bit of effort. He went and hid. He had to put forth some effort to do that. But as far as to get a return, compared to the other two, he did nothing. No effort was given. He missed the opportunity. He missed the chance to work with something that was just given to him. Not something that he had to go buy, or that he had to go, it didn't say he had to go work for it. It said that his Lord came by and gave it to him. Said, see what you can go do with this. And he did nothing. Missed his chance and missed his opportunity. And the Lord had a reply to that. He said, thou wicked and slothful servant. And the farther down he said, cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. The unprofitable servant. You know, I wonder how that must have made him feel to be in that place at that time. To think that this person I'm calling my master, he was a lord of some sort. He had some sort of authority. No doubt there was some kind of a relationship there. And for me to do something or not do something, and to cause him to walk up to me and say, "Thou wicked and slothful servant," or "Cast ye the unprofitable servant," man, I can't help but think that those words cut pretty deep through that servant's heart. Being a profitable servant, that's my thought, that's my burden this evening, that we, when given something in which to work with, when the Lord sees fit to give us something, that we not miss out on the chance or the opportunity to use that thing and to work with that thing and to put the time and the effort into that thing, that we not miss out on those opportunities when the Lord sees fit to stop by and bless us in some way or to give us something. Or Lord, help us to be profitable. To be a profitable servant, to be profitable, that we can use those things to His glory, that we can benefit from those things. So thinking about the things that our Lord gives us here in the parable, the Lord gave them talent, some form of money. But thinking of what the Lord gives us, and I guess my mind's kind of going in two different directions here. You know, I guess when I've read this story in the past, and we read it as talents, as a form of money, my mind couldn't help but go to our talents, right? Our physical abilities. It's just an easy transition there in thought. Our physical abilities, our talents. The Lord sees fit to bless each one of us with different things that we may be good at, that we can do. You might can do this better than me, and I might can do this better than you, and that's just the way the Lord made us. But those things, those literal things, those physical things that the Lord gives and provides us with, I want to encourage us, even when talking about those things, I want to encourage us, dear ones, to use those things. Use those things to the glory of God. Use those things to glorify Him and to honor and to praise Him. We don't have to have the things that we have. We only have the things that we have because the Lord, in His goodness and His mercy, has seen fit to allow us to have some of the things that we have. Whether it be our physical things, whether it be abilities that we have, don't let the abilities and the talents, our physical talents that the Lord gives us, don't let them go to waste. Use those to glorify and use those things in the work of the Lord. I want to encourage us that way. But my mind is also, I'm thinking maybe a little bit deeper than that. I'm thinking about what he has given us in a, I guess, in a spiritual sense. I guess the first thing that comes to mind is he gave his life so that we might have life. So he gives life. He gives new life. He gave himself to us. So now we have access to the Father through him. That's some things that we have that he has given us. What other things does he give us? It says, there was a verse in, we won't turn that, I think it was in 1 Timothy somewhere. It says, God gives power. He gives love. He gives a sound mind. All these things that the Lord sees fit to give, am I being profitable? with these things? Am I being a, as I walk through this life and serve the Lord, am I being a profitable servant with the things that He sees fit to give me? When the Lord gives, when He sees fit to do things and give us things, folks, there is a potential there for things to happen, to grow, to develop, to be a blessing to others, just as these individuals got a return and doubled their investment, or however you want to say that. Folks, it's the same way with the things the Lord gives us. He wants to give us things that has the potential to grow and to there to be more and more, and there's an opportunity for me to be a profitable servant when He sees fit to give me things. I think of, let's, for example, you take an individual that comes to the Lord, and let's say they were in sin, they see the place they're in, and they come to the Lord, and maybe they come to an altar of prayer, and they pour their heart out to the Lord. And the Lord sees fit to come down and to save that soul. Here he is, he's given life, he's given new life, he's washed their sins, he's taken all that away. So he's given this new life. Does it stop there? No. Does it stop there? No, that's just the very beginning. This is just one example of something that the Lord can give. That's the very beginning of a relationship and an experience that has the potential to grow and to develop. We wouldn't want to take that experience, the salvation experience, or whatever experience we have with the Lord. We wouldn't want to take that. Is it something that we can bottle up and set on the shelf somewhere and put it in a nice pretty package and make it look all nice and pretty and just put it up on a shelf somewhere and say, well, look, that I'll remember this time. Man, I remember what an experience and how great that was when the Lord came by and He visited me and He saved my soul and He did this wonderful thing for me and He gave me this new feeling and I'm a new creature. I don't think we would take all that and just set it over here and use it to look at. It's don't get me wrong, I want to talk about it. But it's got to be more than a talking point. It's got to be more than a conversation piece. When the Lord sees fit to come by and do something special for me and to give me something in a special kind of way, it's meant to be done something with. I have to put forth some effort and to continue to do something with that thing. And not just put it over here and say, well, that looks nice and pretty and I remember that time. But no, that's a starting point. Just as the parable, that was a starting point. He said, here's a talent. Go do something with it. That's a starting point. There's more to be done in order to be a profitable servant. Lord, help us to know how to work with the things the Lord gives us in order to be profitable, in order for them to be beneficial to me, to those around me. Some more things I think of. What has the Lord given? He's given time. These are just a couple things coming to my mind. He's given time. Am I being profitable with my time? Am I making the most of the time that the Lord allows me to spend on this earth? Yes, I know we have certain windows and everything is on a schedule. We have crunch time and I get tired and I get sleepy and I don't feel like going here and I don't feel like going there. But Am I utilizing my time in a way that is pleasing my Lord and my Master? We have services 3 times a week. Does the Lord want me here any other time just besides Sunday morning? Lord, will it please you if I actually go to Wednesday night or Sunday night service? Is that where you want me? Or maybe, do you want me to stay home? I don't know. Lord, help us how to know how to manage the things that the Lord allows us to have. His Word. I thank the Lord, you know, one of the most precious things that we have, His promises, these scriptures that we read over and over and over, these are things that the Lord has given us. But again, it's got to be more than just, here it is. It's got to be more than just, here it is. Just read it. No, there's a verse that said, be ye doers of the Word. And not hearers only. I've got to do more than just read it. I've got to do more than just hear it over and over. But I've actually got to go do something. I've got to work with this thing. I've got to put some effort. It might require some blood, some sweat, some tears. There's going to have to be some work involved. I'm going to have to do a little bit of digging. No, not to dig to hide it. But I'm going to have to do some digging to understand what the Lord has given me. I might not understand it all right now. But if I know it's from Him, He's given it to me, there's promises, maybe I don't understand them all right now. Well, that's where it falls on me. It falls back on me. I might have to do some digging. I'm going to have to be stirred by these promises, by the Word, by the things. I'm going to have to let it stir me up. And I'm going to have to study. I'm going to have to study myself approved unto God. Lord, help us to do the things necessary. I'm going to have to pray. I'm going to have to meditate. I'm going to ask Him. I don't know how to do these things on my own all the time. I may not know, but the Lord can give us the knowledge and the understanding that we need in order to be profitable with the things He's given us. It's sometimes I talk to God and I'll ask Him. Sometimes I feel so unworthy. Sometimes I feel so unworthy to have all that I have. Sometimes I'll come to Him and I'll be praying to Him about a thought. Lord, give me something. Give me some scriptures. Give me something to stand on. And then I'll think back over my week and think, well, what am I even doing here asking the Lord for this? Man, I don't even feel like I've given Him the time that I should have given Him, and my thoughts have been elsewhere all week long, and here I am at the end of my week, and I'm grasping at straws, I'm looking for anything I can get, any kind of help I can get, and here I am now, just now, finding myself and begging the Lord for something, and I think, and He will. He'll come down and He'll bless in some sort of way, and He'll give a scripture, and He'll give them some sort of encouragement, and I'll think, Lord, it makes you feel about this big. And I think of all the things that He gives us and that He allows us to be part of. And all He does for us. And oh, they're so precious. And oh, we are so unworthy of these things. Folks, let's not squander the things and the time that the Lord, the time that He spends with us, the things that He gives us, let's not let that be in vain. Help me to realize what I have. Help me to know the importance of it. Lord, help me to know how to work with this thing that You've given me. let me, Lord, help me to know how to use this for your glory, to honor, to praise you. If it's going out, dear Lord, if you've given me ability, maybe it is a physical ability that you're able to do. And Lord, if that's what you want me to do, Lord, help me to know how to do it that it's going to please you. Help me to know how to do it that it's going to be edifying. Help me to know how to do it that somebody might be able to receive some kind of help from that. Lord, help me to put the importance and to be able to work with the things that you see fit to give me. Help me to be profitable with those things. Help me to honor you with those things. I think the Lord, you know, the Lord gave us this life. He gave us this body. And as I live this life with this body, many times I'll try to include in my prayer, say, Lord, help everything I say and do. Help everything I say and do be pleasing to you. Lord, help me, help everything I try to work with, everything I try to do when I try to, maybe He's given me some sort of special instruction on how to work with my family, to work with my children, to strengthen my marriage, to strengthen relationships. Lord, help me to know and to understand those things. Those things are important. The Lord is only going to give us things. Everything He gives us is of so much importance and is so precious. And He's given us these things for a reason. He's not just given us these things that we can just throw to the side and come back and pick up later when we want them. No, the things that the Lord deals with us and gives us is for a specific purpose, for a reason. They're for us to work with and learn how to benefit from those things, learn how to be useful with those things, and learn how to be profitable with those things. As I live this life, it's my prayer that I can do things in a way that pleases Him. The Lord has blessed me with so much. And I think what he told those first two, in the parable, what he told those first two servants, when they come back with the results, and he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Did he say, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord? Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Folks, isn't that where we want to be? Don't we want, isn't that our desire? And I think it is. Isn't that what we want to hear? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Look at what you did with what I gave you. That's what we're all striving for. Well done, enter thou into the joy. Don't we want to be in the Lord's favor? Don't we want to be in the joy of our Lord, our Master, our heavenly Master? But oh, to hear those words. If we've put all this time and this effort in this life, and we put all this time and effort to come to the very last breath, the very last, however you want to put it, the last minute of our life. Oh, I can't imagine how that must feel, the way in the parable he responded to that last servant. Thou wicked and slothful servant? Or cast the unprofitable servant? Oh Lord, help me to never have to hear those words. Lord, help me to do the things I need to do here in this life, on this earth, that I can hear the words of, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Help me to be able to do the things to be profitable so I can hear those words. Because those other words, they hurt just to say them. They hurt just to think of somebody being told that. I don't want to be told that, and I don't think you do either. Lord, help us to be profitable with the things that He gives us. That's my desire, and y'all please pray for me.